celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. So I love this first subject because I know when it comes to feeding our pets, there are a lot of products from which to choose. My first guest, Shelley McDonald from Raw Paws Pet Food, is here to tell us why feeding your pets a raw food diet is both healthy and affordable. Hi, Shelley. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You know, this is very intriguing, and I know it is for a lot of people that have even considered feeding their pets on a raw diet. So, first of all, could you just tell us a little bit about your company, Raw Paws Pet Food, and what actually led you to feed your pets with a raw food diet?
I'd love to. Thanks for the question. Yeah, so Raw Paws Pet Food is an online pet food company. We're 100% e-commerce. And my husband and I are the owners of the business. We're passionate about our two furry friends. We have two dogs that we absolutely love. So my journey for raw feeding, it wasn't a completely quick evolution for me. For a few years, I gave my dogs kibble. And as I started to become more healthy myself and more self-conscious about what I put into my own body, it started to occur to me that I might want to do the same for my dogs. So fortunately, I had access to a great supply of raw pet food, and I dabbled in it, feeding kind of as a partial raw feeder, which is a great way to start to engage with raw feeding. And then ultimately, it led to my company and I having a strong enough interest that we bought the company. So now we're pretty heavily involved.
Well, that's kind of interesting too. Sometimes you just don't know what's going to lead you down, you know, your next path. But I'm interested in how it's affordable, because I know that budget is a big part of how the consumer chooses their pet food. So how is feeding them a raw food diet more affordable?
Well, you know, I don't know that I can say that it's completely more affordable, but it's what we do as a company is we take a very consultative approach to raw feeding. So one of the first things that we do with our customers is we find out what is their budget, and we help them to figure out if raw feeding is a priority for them, how can they get the maximum benefit for their budget dollars. So sometimes what that entails is a partial raw feeding schedule. And I did that for many years, and I felt like that was better for my pet than having no raw food at all. So with our custom meal planning service, we definitely get into issues of budget because, as you have said, it's definitely a big consideration.
And I like, too, that – I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, there's one other sort of conventional wisdom, too. We work with veterinarians and actually had worked with a holistic vet in the past year of owning the business. And the veterinarians, especially the holistic veterinarians, like to say you pay now or you pay later.
So all right.
They basically feel like 80% of a dog or a cat's health is accessed through nutrition, and then 20% is good veterinary care. So they feel that strongly about good quality foods, real food.
Well, I like the part that you had mentioned that you actually consult with people. So once they find you on your website, rawpawspetfood.com, you can set up a time to schedule to consult with them. But for a listener who wants to embark on this journey for their pet, what's the first thing you want them to know, and what would you suggest them to start? I mean, I think probably people, if they don't understand the whole process, they may be a little tentative in just jumping right in. So would you, like yourself, just kind of ease into this program?
Well, I can totally understand the concern, because we want to do what's absolutely best for our pets. And so the number one piece of advice is to keep it simple. I know personally I can overcomplicate any issue that's out there. So I like to encourage people just to break it down, keep it really, really simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. And the best thing they can do is to give us a call on our 800 number or send us a custom meal plan form by visiting our site. But it's really just a matter of getting the proper ratio of bone, meat, an organ into your dog's diet, and beyond that, it's just super duper simple.
Well, I like simple, and I like that your website, that you have things like the food, the dehydrated treats, because we still want to treat our dogs, and it's for both the dogs and the cats. And because this is your business, and you've had to really investigate and find out what other types of companies are offering, what would you say makes your products different than other similar products on the market?
Well, you know, the main thing we've done is we've actually, in the year that we've taken over the business, we've completely revamped our product line. We had what we felt like was kind of an inferior product line in taking over the company. We work with a lot of local farmers to source products locally and get the freshest ingredients we can find. And that's a really big deal these days with pet food, is knowing that you're getting real food and not some sort of a byproduct. So we actually do a lot of research on our vendors and suppliers and make sure they're USDA inspected facilities. We use, like I said, local farms that provide fresh food. And we're also a big fan of single ingredient treats and chews. And so you're not reading through like a big long laundry list of things that you can't really pronounce or understand.
Well, that makes complete sense. And I know we love our pets and we want to do what's best for them. So I want to look more into your company, rawpawspetfood.com, and take a look and see what my two little rescue hounds might be missing in their diet. So, Shelley, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
For more information, log on to rawpawspetfood.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about a fun website filled with products for Fido. So, sin stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
I am the family dog, and it's that time of year again. The one where pet parents start looking for Fido-friendly hotels and destinations where Fido is welcome. Make no bones about it. Pets are part of the family, and we like to sniff out new places too, and we hate to be turned away, especially when we're on our best behavior. So we won't be left out in the cold. Be sure to pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine to find the best hotels and destinations where Fido is always welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by Paradise for Paws, with three locations to board Fido in Chicago, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Denver. Fido can dip his paws into their bone-shaped swimming pool and get the VIP treatment while you are away. For more information, find them online at paradiseforpaws.com, and that's the number 4. So, I've been sneezing, I got itchy, watery eyes, and that means spring is here with seasonal allergies, and your pet may be itching as well. But they can be helped by my next guest company, SplashPet.com. Please welcome Dr. Anwar to the show. Hi, Dr. Anwar. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Great. I know from watching my own pets scratch that oftentimes their diet or surroundings are to blame, but I know there's other underlying problems. So tell us about your company, SplashPet.com, and how your products can help relieve that itch.
Sure. Well, of course, itching in our pets could be multifactorial. You certainly want to see your vet to be sure there are no issues with mites or something more serious that they need to be treated. But if it's seasonal, often the allergies, you know, occur in the spring at this time, and you know, pets have a great amount of mast cells. Mast cells are the cells in our body that react to allergies. You know, human beings have a lot of it in the nose and lungs. You know, dogs have it on their skin, so that's why they manifest in so much allergy. Plus, they're also around a lot of bacteria, so the itching leads to more scratching, and then they can get infection with bacteria on their skin. And so it's a really a vicious cycle with hot spots, itching, smell, and you know, continuous cycle for that.
Yeah, it's miserable. I mean, it makes us feel bad. You know, we haven't, knock on wood, had a whole lot of issues. Our black lab right now has been, you know, scratching himself, so I'm trying to look in to see what the problem with that is. And I see on your website, splashpet.com, that you offer two types of shampoos. So what is the difference, and how do we determine which shampoo to purchase?
Sure. Well, the shampoo to purchase, if you're having any trouble with your pet, is Splash Plus. That the plus is for the salicylic acid. But basically, our product was born out of bleach baths. And I know that sounds kind of scary, but
bleach,
exactly the reaction. Bleach in very low concentrations, basically your Clorox bottle at home, if it's diluted 1,000-fold, it is anti-inflammatory. It's probably one of the best things to reduce inflammation. It also kills the microbes, and also in animal models, it's anti-aging. So it has very good characteristics, and it's really quite useful in humans and animals. And this itching and atopic dermatitis and eczema problems are very similar in children and in pets. So bleach baths are helpful, but it's really cumbersome and scary, and it also can be drying. So what we did is we patented the product in a form of a soap. It's very concentrated, meaning a little bit of it goes a long way, not that it's too strong. And we added some salicylic acid, that's the plus part, and it's a wonderful and easy way to cleanse your pet. And the most important thing with allergies and infections for pets is to wash them. And although, you know, that's really kind of cumbersome, but really that's a way to remove all the allergens, put some anti-inflammatory product on there, and also kill some of the microbes. And with the shampoo, we feel it should be the standard first thing that you start out with when you're suspecting allergies and infection in your pets.
Okay, so that's the one. There's the plus, and then I thought I saw another one.
Correct. The other one is Splash. It's a blue label, and it does not have the salicylic acid. It's a little creamier and gentler, and that's really good for maintenance. So
okay.
I would start out with Splash Plus, the orange bottle, and then use as a maintenance product the Splash, the blue bottle.
Okay, so that would be the standard shampoo. We'd use the one for the flare-up and then the other, the plus for the flare-up and then the Splash for the standard shampoo.
Correct.
Okay, so this is a question I'm certain I'm not alone on this. And I don't know what the right thing is to do. We give our dogs a bath probably too much. So maybe once a week, every other week. What is normal? Unless you have issues, what do you suggest is how often should you bathe your dogs?
Well, I think that it's variable. Some dogs can go months and months without needing to be bathed. It just depends on the fastidious nature of your home and and whether they're outside or inside or if they're having any trouble.
Both.
Yeah,
they're both.
Yeah.
Mostly inside.
Yeah, you could potentially overwash pet and get him too dry, and then that could lead to trouble. But, you know, I think once a month, every other month for a dog that's not having trouble is good enough. But you know what? The baiting is pretty much, it comes from the pet owner. If they just want to wash him, or certainly if the pet is smelly or itchy, then certainly they need to be washed.
And then
there's no standard answer, really.
Right. Okay. I was just also curious on how much shampoo, because, you know, we, the humans, you know, we think, oh, let's lather up and, you know, get our hair sudsy and, you know, do this. And I don't know that that's always the case or the best thing to do with our pets. So are there directions that just says like X amount of a shampoo, or how would you do it?
Well, first of all, I would get the pet in and knock off, any mud or anything else just with running water, and get their coat nice and wet, and then turn the water off and lather You know, just put a little bit and see how it lathers. If it's foaming up really nicely, then you know you're just going to use your judgment. If it's not lathering up, then there's probably a lot of oils and so on that needs to be worked out with the shampoo. The shampoo is really, in general, all shampoos, all they do is they loosen up their surfactants. So they loosen up the oils and dirt and helps you wash it off. And if you've got a lot of, you know, burden on the skin, then you're going to have to use more. So, you know, generally a 12-ounce, you know, a 12-ounce bottle should last a medium-sized dog, oh, maybe, you know, 10 washes plus, you know, maybe 20 washes. So,
okay.
And the nice thing that you want to do is you want to leave the suds in for about 5 to 8 minutes on the skin because, and depending on the length of the hair of the dog, if they're long-haired, you want that product to stay on the skin and get in contact with the skin and cause, you know, the debris to loosen up and inflammation to die down and to kill some of those microbes.
Just the longer you leave it in, the more helpful it's going to be to kill the microbes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you don't want to just slap it on, lather, and then rinse it off.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, that makes sense. I know, and my husband has that duty, so I'll have to share that with him because our lab is, you know, they love water, but for some reason he doesn't like to get in the shower. So we try to make it as painless for him and in and out, but he's the one that's actually experiencing the itching. So I think I'll share that with him. But one of the things I loved when I was looking at the website splashpet.com is I'm a big fan of testimonials because it helps you determine on, you know, when you're making a purchase and especially if something you haven't used before. And they will send their photos and their comments. And do you have a favorite success story you want to share with us?
Sure. We actually did a study in Houston by a very well-known veterinarian, Dr. Fadok, and one of the pets that was entered into the study was Jesse. That's a Argentinian Mastiff, and had moved from Kansas City to Houston, had a lot of allergies and infections, and something called pyoderma, which is just a significant infection of their skin, and the cultures were positive for Staph aureus, you know, a bad bacteria. And they used various vaccines and so on and so forth. Didn't work for Jesse. But once he moved to Houston, he got on the protocol, and actually he was using bleach baths, this diluted bleach bath that I described earlier. And that was helping the lesions, but it was drying his other area. And really within just a few washes, the itching improved, the total area of skin involved improved, the odor went away within a very short time, and the redness went down and the crusting went down. So, here's a dog who'd had trouble for 4 years and moved from Kansas City to Houston and was fortunate to be in the study and had really dramatic improvement just with shampooing. Mm-hmm. And so I think Jesse's pictures are on the website.
Well, you know, that means a lot. You know, they always say pictures worth a thousand words and you'll have a new customer because if that works for Jesse and my boy Junior's having just a minor, itch, at least I think it is, we'll give it a shot. So Dr. Anwar, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
For more information, bye-bye. For more information, log on to splashpet.com. That's it for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Phyto, go online to phytofriendly.com and subscribe today. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.